Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 2:13-14. Jesus calls Levi. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. We begin seeing the popularity of Jesus expanding. We're going to see this, actually we see it in every gospel. The early days are what we call the popular days for Jesus, but there comes a moment when he moves into tension. We could point to basically three groups of people, kind of concentric circles out from him that he interacts with on a daily basis. We could actually point to four, because the first group are what we refer to as the 12 or the disciples, even though the whole group is called disciples at some point. But the original 12 apostles were the ones who got more time with Jesus. The reason I say there could be four groups is that there were three within that group who even got more time than the 12. Then there's the group that we see referred to as the 70 by Luke. These seem to be people that are spending more time following Jesus in his itinerant ministry. Luke tells us it was both men and women in his gospel. And then there are the crowds, or what we refer to sometimes as the multitudes. Here, Mark says, all the crowd was coming to him. Jesus, in the process of engaging people, was available to the crowd, but was primarily alert to those who were getting it around him. But even in the midst of it, he sees individual assignments. He's already been described by Mark as moving along the Sea of Galilee and calling out those fishermen in the first chapter. The unusual nature of this account is that Jesus calls out Levi, the son of Alphaeus, we know him as Matthew from other biblical passages, from his tax booth and says, "Come follow me." This whole aspect of inviting someone who was so despised to come and be a part of his entourage would have been shocking to the people of the day. The tax collectors were not people that were appreciated by those of Jewish faith. They were the ones who were in conspiracy with the Roman government. Jesus says, "Follow me." Those words are very important. We've seen them earlier. One of the dangers in the world in which we live is to reduce the gospel to a salvation plan, kind of a check the box and get across the line. What Jesus does to people of different standings in life is he comes in and says, "Come into an apprenticeship with me to a better way." Interestingly enough, it's not just a one-time decision, but it's a daily decision, or we might even say a moment-by-moment decision. I woke up this morning hearing the Lord say, "Follow me." And right now I'm hearing him say, "Follow me." Mark's gospel has this flow of how there is a failure of the disciples who do follow him, and how God still restores them and brings them into their full purpose in life and what's happening around them. The so what of this passage is a kind of a tension of living securely, but taking our faith seriously. Living securely, we know God is the first mover, and he's the guarantor of everything that we get to experience in this spiritual pilgrimage with him. We do not want to make ourselves the primary movers in any way. But to be in relationship with God through Jesus Christ is very serious business. It's not something we add to all of our other pursuits, but it's the first pursuit. And Jesus comes to us, all tax collectors in our own way, all thieves in our own way, and says, "Come follow me." The now what is to ask myself, where am I fragmented in life? See, I never don't find in life that It's either all of me following or part of me, but there are different segments of my life and I get fragmented, and there's some parts that are fully in for the Lord and there's other parts that my allegiance is a little bit tainted. Jesus comes to me again and says, come, follow me. So Lord, here we are today, your most basic invitation to come follow you. We choose again. We can only choose because you first chose us. And in that space, we look forward to where you will take us today. In Jesus' name, amen.